The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Extra funny, even on extra vacation.
Yeah. It's funny how that works.
Yeah. So we are taking some much needed time off for Thanksgiving. But before we took off so selfishly, we put together, made some segments for fresh material on Extra Funny.
Yeah.
Because that's the kind of sumbitches we are. So exactly. Here we are, never before heard podcast content.
Hot and fresh.
That's right. Now, there is one thing that you should know is that if you are a subscriber to Extra, Extra Funny, then you got cheated out of the one-star strip club reviews last week. We forgot to do that. On Friday, we forgot to do the one-star strip club reviews.
Yeah.
So then we said, well, we're going to do it this week. So
yeah.
We're not even bringing you fresh content that we came up with today. This is already in the can to go in the can. But it'll be well worth it.
For sure.
Yeah. It's going to be funny either way.
Yeah. We're just glad you're here, mm-hmm. You know.
So we will do the one-star strip club reviews coming up next.
More Extra Funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Woo. Look at us. Up in here. As Mr. DMX would say.
Well,
Robbie.
Did he pass? He didn't pass, did he? When did he pass?
This year, I thought.
Hmm.
I don't remember when, but I know he is. No longer with us.
Okay.
It's very sad.
Yeah. Oh.
April 2021.
Yeah,
I thought it was this year.
Close. I still never get over the people who think that his rendition of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was so hilarious.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
What? Oh, it's iconic.
Yeah.
You know, people love it.
I know, but to love it a couple of times, but I'm that way with any parody song. Usually it's just like if after I've heard it a couple of times, I've heard the jokes.
Right.
So it's like hearing the same joke over and over. I don't like a parody song over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
So.
Well, actually, was it a parody? Because he did lyric for lyric, didn't he? I don't recall.
But it was sung to be funny.
Mm.
You know, or people thought it was funny, but I only thought it was funny a couple of times, and then I knew what the funny parts were.
Yeah, well, that ended up killing him, TJ. The fact that you didn't like
fault.
It.
It's my fault.
Yeah, so these, I'm sorry. These are the one-star strip club reviews. This is where we go across the country and read real one-star reviews from the internet. And these are all real. You can go verify them for yourself. But we will start in Atlanta, Georgia, and that's where... Lindsay's husband is going to be soon at a place called Babes. Jordan left a one-star review, short and to the point. All I got to say is this is not where high-class women dance. How dare you?
That's all I got to say.
Where, you know, and you want to ask him, like, okay, so where? What's your recommendation, Mr. Yeah. Strip Club Connoisseur? Right.
Where do the, quote-unquote, high-class women strip off their clothes while they're dancing?
Right. Fill us in. We want to know. Yeah. We want to know.
It's the, the white rhinoceros.
Yeah.
You can find a high class stripper, which, you know, most people would think is an oxymoron. You know, then I want to know where that one is.
Exactly. Then we'll go up the East Coast to Edison, New Jersey at a place called XV Gentleman's Club. Zach left a one-star review. Don't go here. This bitch lied and didn't do anything. Just took my money and ran. Casey or something like that. I've gone here for years and will never return because of her. Keep your hard-earned money. There's better clubs around. If the club reads this, please fire this girl. You will lose a lot of business because of her. One star. So very vague.
Yeah, I've been coming here for years and she stole my money. That must also mean that the staff didn't do anything about it, because he had to have complained to the staff, right?
I would imagine.
Or he's just, again, one of those many that we point out puts that up there because his wife or girlfriend was mad because he spent all of his money at the strip club.
Maybe, but the fact that he says she lied and didn't do anything makes it sound more nefarious.
Right.
So I don't know, but maybe he did.
Yeah, says she was going to do this to me, but she didn't.
Exactly. Just took my money and ran. Mm-hmm. Can you believe that? She just left with your money. Then we'll go to Bedford, New Hampshire, at a place called the Gold Club. Mike says, I came here Monday, and it was my first time in New Hampshire. I was very highly disappointed. The women on stage didn't know how to use a pole at all. All the strippers on stage look like men, just with longer nipples. I gave the dancer $1 because I felt bad for her, and then I left. One star.
You mean to tell me that they don't have fantastic strip clubs in New Hampshire?
Bedford. I'm surprised they have any strip clubs in New Hampshire. Ay, ay, ay. And they all look like men with longer nipples. What a description.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means.
I mean, you got to take him at his word, but... Maybe you don't. I don't know. That's a weird description that I've never encountered before.
Then what would a man with long nipples look like?
Oh, yeah, I'm like trying to picture what that even is. I don't know.
And do they mean long as in like protruding way far out, or do they mean long as in drooping way far down?
Again, longer is the word, longer.
Okay.
I don't know. Not the words I would have chosen, I don't think. Then we'll go to the Paper Moon Springfield. We've done reviews from there before. This is in Springfield, Virginia. Alex says, the girls stink to high heaven. The drinks are, and then he put $5 sign, so very expensive. And there are sticker covers over their nipples. Hell, my friend was having a damn panic attack from all the loud music and the girls peppering him with questions, asking if he liked them. One star. Panic attack. I gotta get out of here. Okay, go. What are you gonna? You're gonna stick around until the point you have a panic attack?
He said because of the loud music and the peppering him with questions.
Do you like me? You think I'm hot? I don't know.
And is it necessary to say sticker covers over their nipples, or just would either one of those done? They had covers over their nipples, or they had stickers over their nipples.
It's really trying to paint a picture for you.
Sticker covers over their nipples.
Yeah.
And inducing a panic attack.
What a lame. Your buddy had a panic attack in the strip club. What a lame. Don't bring him again. He's a total downer.
But I don't like to be peppered with questions.
I agree.
You know what? Whether it's coming from a stripper or, you know, my wife.
Yeah.
You just get one question right after the other. I'm like, slow down here. Yeah. Stop.
You breathing in a paper bag in the strip club? Dude, go home.
Hey, give me your boot.
Let's get this guy an Uber out of here. You're not ready for it. Then we'll go to the Devil's Triangle in Seattle, Washington. Is that a reference? I don't know. Mm. Rob liked that one. Josh left a one-star review. I went in there on a Tuesday evening, and it wasn't very active at all. It was very boring and empty. There was a beautiful dancer named Venus, who I didn't mind spending over $100 on. But this other dancer named Cinnamon basically robbed me for another $100 during a private dance. On top of that, Cinnamon's booty smelled like shit. I'm not kidding. So disgusting. Don't dance with her. She's not professional, and she's money hungry. Venus, you were amazing, though.
So is it... Are strip club names, like for the dancers or for the strippers, are they timeless? You know, because they've always been along those same lines. There's at every strip club, there's a Venus, there's a Cinnamon,
yeah,
there's a Star.
Yeah. A lot of those names do come back mm-hmm. up. Amber is a popular one. Yeah. You hear that?
Angel.
A lot. Angel. Yeah, I think so.
Like nobody would hear that go, oh, she must be old. If her name's Venus, that's such an old name.
Yeah.
She's got to be an old lady.
Yeah, there probably were like a set of names that the first strippers were using, and they probably do sound like Ethel.
Well, Bubbles is one. Bubbles, when, yeah. You see an old movie or something from the 60s or whatever, and they'll call the stripper type girl in the movie Bubbles.
Yeah. You ready for a dance from Marilyn? You're like, I don't know.
All right. On the main stage, it's Gladys.
Holy crow. It's great. Then we'll go to Carter Lake, Iowa. I mean, the Spearmint Rhino Gentleman's Club. James left a one-star review. Paid way too much for way too little fun. $700 VIP room is a total scam. My dancer, Ruby, did not so much dance as a single minute and then proceeded to tell me about her drug use for the next half hour. If I can get my money back somehow, I will. I will be talking to my lawyer I'm talking to my lawyer for half hour is going to cost me less. One star.
This is Ruby.
Let me tell you about some drug use. Then we'll go back to Atlanta at the Claremont Lounge. That's a very famous strip club. Nick left a one-star review. This is the most disgusting strip club I have ever been to. And I've been to titty bars in China without plumbing. This was worse. Smelled like an ashtray. The club, if you want to call it that, is tiny and dirty. And quite frankly, everyone that worked there seemed to be an absolute C-word. And he wrote it out. I'm not going to repeat it.
And I've been to China.
I've been to China without indoor plumbing. So he says this one was worse. I find that hard to believe, sir.
Yeah.
I find it hard to believe. Then we'll wrap up in, we'll go back to Seattle, Washington at a place called Kitten's Cabaret. Mike left a one-star review. I came into this place and was instantly swarmed by four girls trying to sell me sex for $1,500 an hour per girl. And she wouldn't take no for an answer. Oh. I gave in. I gave in and I said one private dance for $300. And the girl I asked for gave the money to some other chick. And then some big old Rosie O'Donnell wannabe stepped in. And it was not the girl I was asking or paying for. One star.
You talk about a cruel bait and switch.
That is the ultimate bait and switch.
Damn.
Okay. They're hounding him about getting $1,500. He's like, okay, I'll get the private dance, $300. And then
if you'll just leave me alone, I'll give you $300.
That's really not okay. That's not okay. But I'm pretty sure she was not a Rosie O'Donnell wannabe. He's probably exaggerating a little bit, but still, not nice.
Wouldn't take no for an answer.
He wouldn't stop.
So I had to engage.
I'm just so hot, and I look like I have so much money. They swarmed me.
They'll never get another dollar out of me.
So, yeah, those are the one-star strip club reviews.
More extra funny next.